This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
Oh, God damn it.
Everett hates that, but I don't know how else to address it other than we are back. We are live. We are here. We are in your ear with our podcast, my dear. Okay. It's very clear.
Stop. Just stop. Stop on your head, man. God. First things first, no show next week.
No show next week, and why?
You never know. We said no show last week.
We did say no show next week. It just depends. That could be a show about how to make a tinfoil hat, which I am wearing, by the way, for all of you that just listen to the podcast and don't view on the YouTube.
Yeah, we'll get into why in a few minutes, but... But
no show next weekend, which will be why?
We'll be down in Mobile, Alabama. If you're in the area, come see us. We'll be at QuestCon. In Mobile, right on the water. I couldn't give you the address if I wanted to. Just Google QuestCon. That's where we'll be at. Or you can check. What we'll actually be doing is running an Overwatch tournament with UGC. Blah, 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 blah. No free advertisements for them, even though it's our company. Let's go right into that email we got.
Yeah, so I got to read a very, very nice email that we got.
It's not nice.
It's actually one of our better hate mail emails. So
it's up there top three of our best hate mails.
Yeah, we decided if you are going to hate mail us, this is how you do it, because this guy really nailed it.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so he says, I'm just going to leave him anonymous, obviously. So I love the podcast and found yours when I searched Pizzagate.
No, he says, I love podcasts, not the podcast, insinuating he loves our podcast. It's not what he says.
Oh, did I mess that up?
You messed that up.
So I love podcasts and found yours when I searched Pizzagate. I got about 5 minutes into it and had to shut it off because Everett was being such a shithead about it. So I checked out the second episode about Pizzagate, and it seemed Everett actually changed his tune on it after you actually did some research on it. My question is, why the fuck would you make a podcast about something you didn't even bother to research? Obviously, you're not very good at what you do, but I digress. Which, he doesn't digress, because he just keeps going. So, so even after you actually did some research, it seemed like Everett was still sort of defending these fucking pedos, and is still hesitant to believe these people are scum. Now, there's a lot of idiotic two-guy podcasts out there, but you two knuckleheads take the fucking cake.
Yes, best of something.
Yeah, good. Number one at something. Look, guys, I don't usually write podcast hosts to bitch about their show because it's their show and they can do whatever the fuck they want with it. But God damn it, are you guys morons. I want to bonk your heads together like the fucking Three Stooges. I mean...
That's good.
Yeah. Please do some fucking research before doing a podcast and broadcasting your ignorance for the world to witness. What pisses me off, and he said... poses, but I'm going to use context clues and assume that he meant pisses.
Yeah.
What pisses me off in the most is that Ever said something to the effect of, I don't believe people in high positions would be into pedophilia. Have you ever heard of the Franklin cover-up?
No, I haven't.
Seriously, if these are the topics you guys want to discuss, at least do some fucking research on the subject. If not for your audience, for your fucking selves. God damn it. Sincerely yours, Anonymous.
Oh, there was no sincerely. He just ended with God damn it.
I had that. It was God damn it.
That's beautiful, though. That's beautiful. Dip do I chew? Somebody on the stream just asked what dip I chew. I don't chew.
But yeah, so that guy was not happy.
He must have thought I was spitting. I'm taking a drink.
If you're going to send us hate mail, that's how you do it, because that was very well done.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you. Again, I'm not defending pedos. I'm not defending those pedos. And I myself am not a pedo.
No.
Once again, for the 50th time, if you're going to send me one of those emails,
I have a kid,
like this guy,
and I
though.
Totally trust him around her, so.
Yeah. Thank you. God damn it. I hate to have to, I even have to say that.
Yeah, I can vouch for him. Hurts me down deep.
What are you going to do?
All right,
let's get to the show today. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Because it seems somebody has ripped the memory out of my head.
Well, like you ever had a memory in the
first place? No, we're talking about mind control.
Today, Mind Control, Tomorrow of the World.
Maybe. No, well, that's tomorrow.
So Mind Control, there's been a lot of government projects that have supposedly delved deep into it to create sleeper agents, programmed people, brainwashing, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
From MK Ultra to the Monarch Project, all kinds of stuff. Blue Beam. That is our subject for today. So let's get into it.
Well, everybody wants mind control. Everyone, I mean, think about how cool that would be. I just want
to, yeah. You know, I kind of find it like cheating in a video game. As a person, as a government, yeah, I can see where
IRL cheating.
Yeah, because if you could do it as a person, like I'm going around, I can mind control people. That's like cheating in a video game. Takes the fun out of it. You don't have to work for what you need anymore. It's like going right to the last level, and then the boss can't hurt you.
Yeah, yeah, it's invincibility with infinite ammo and
kind of. It's like Game Genie of life.
Yeah, so IRL game.
I find it cheating. Not that it wouldn't be cool. That it wouldn't be convenient most times. I'm getting pulled over. These are not the droids you're looking for, that sort of thing.
Okay, so, well, then...
There's a Star Wars for you.
Yeah, no, I got it. I heard it. I got to take this off because it's really fucking with me. But, you know, here, tinfoil hat. Oh, it's kind of like a Sparta thing if I go this way, huh?
Anyway.
Yeah. So there's a couple of government programs that have dealt with mind control. One of the more famous ones that people know about, and actually it shouldn't be famous because it was top secret, is the MK Ultra program.
Yeah, nobody's ever heard of that one.
No, never, never. Have you ever heard of MK Ultra?
Yeah, they made a movie about it. Well, sort of. Did you see the movie American Ultra with Jesse Eisenberg?
No, you know what? No, you've asked
Twilight
me before.
Girl.
I have not seen that.
It wasn't bad. It was the same thing. He was a sleeper agent. They programmed up. He was more or less a stoner. Typically, like, more or less like if you and I had never got married and had a lot less, you know, going on with our lives and just sat around and did nothing. Just basically us without wives. And then we were programmed by the government to be, you know.
The two dudes from Shaun of the Dead.
Kind of, yeah. But less, more stonery, and, you know, less, like, he would never wear a tie.
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, a lot like Saul. But it was pretty good. You should check it out.
But back to MK Ultra now. So,
what's the history of it? Start there.
Yeah, so, officially, the project was terminated in 1953.
Well,
I know, calm down. I'm actually reading from a website, www.bibliotechapocalypse.com.
Oh, my God.
.com.
Bibliotheca Pleiades. .net.
Yeah, yeah.
After the Greek.
We'll put a link in the description.
Grecian.
Everett, we'll put a link in the description.
No, I
shouldn't say we.
Bibliotheca, Pleiades.net. Pleiades. Okay, anyway.
All right, well, Project Chatter was like the very first part of MKUltra, and that was just basically testing drugs on people during interrogation, and it moved to a couple other...
Right, that was also in response to the Soviets. They had similar projects going on at the time, and they were having some success from what the Americans had heard at the time, so they wanted to try to replicate it. If they're doing it, we're going to do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's all it was about. It was basically, that's what this whole thing started over was to... What was the original purpose for MKUltra was to what?
So they were wanting to reprogram government Russian politicians, Soviet politicians, Soviet agents, so they can turn them into sleeper agents or even like Manchurian candidate style things where they could put in people in the office that were government or U.S. government spies.
That's just insane. I mean,
if you're using mind control as a government, what else would you use it for? You're not going to use it as mass placation, are you?
Well,
maybe you would.
Phil Zimbardo, he says that mind control is, and he quotes, a process by which an individual or collective freedom of choice and action is compromised by agents or agencies that modify or distort perception, motivation, affect, cognition, and or behavioral outcomes. And he suggests that everyone is susceptible to such manipulation. Do you think that certain people are more susceptible to mind control than others in the case of, like, hypnosis?
I'll say, just like, again, I'm beating you on the Star Wars, Star Wars references. Jedi mind tricks only work on those with
on the
weak minds.
Yeah. Right. That's why Watto.
Some people are less apt to hypnotism. It's all the same thing. Is your mind more susceptible? Are you more willing? There's a theory that says only the willing can be hypnotized, and I completely agree with that. Right. If you go into it thinking it's bullshit, you're never going to get hypnotized. I could probably never be hypnotized.
Yeah, I don't think I could either.
But I'm not saying it's impossible. But I'm saying you got to be completely willing.
Yeah.
And there's another school of thought that says the hypnotism isn't really
willing.
Like completely under, where you got direct access to the subconscious mind. But the person is more in like a willing meditation state and just open to suggestion.
So
but they're still conscious of what they're hearing and what's going on.
Yeah. So what? Now that's like brings me back to like subliminal thoughts and whatnot. So like how much would you consider that mind control? Because subliminal messaging is a thing, and you can like
that's programming. That's mind control for you.
Yeah.
It's control of any sort. I mean, all control is by the mind, right?
Right. So, well. Yeah.
Like, I mean, body control, but then you got to have the mind to control the body generally, unless you put them in an exoskeleton, and then what's the point?
Okay, so does the person have to be aware? Does the person have to be unaware of these for it to actually be mind control?
How do you mean?
So I mean, like, obviously,
like if I tell you you're under control, does it matter? Not if you're truly under control.
Not if you truly have that power of mind control, I guess, right?
I could say all day long, you are my pawn, and if I've got you programmed to a keyword and that thing actually works, I could say spaghetti, and you'll shoot the guy next to you. I mean, who knows if that's truly how it works, and it does work.
Yeah. Well that's like Winter Soldier, you know? He was just a regular guy.
We watched a video earlier today that outlined the process of which they reprogrammed some of these people. And it was really gnarly. They would do electroshock therapy. They would shock a person over and over until there were no more convulsions.
They shocked them until it didn't matter anymore.
Right. Basically resetting their brain. Then what they would do is put on a helmet, I saw the video of it. And it
looked like a football helmet.
It looked like a football helmet, an old school football helmet. And then they would play sounds of suggestions, of sentences, of implantations for weeks at a time just to really drive that home to you. And at that point, you're already programmed. But then they want you to forget about it, you know, amnesia. That's how they would induce amnesia, is they make you sleep for 40 days. And that apparently would wipe out the memory of that ever happening, leaving the suggestions.
Gosh, that's fucking nuts. And then it could be recallable at any time. Okay, so back to the history of MKUltra. It was started as Project Chatter, and then it went into Project Bluebird, and then it was again renamed Project Artichoke, all before it became...
Which was approved by Dulles, who was the guy who was running the CIA, and a lot of people, I think, something had to do with Kennedy.
What was his name?
Alan Dulles.
No. It just doesn't ring a bell. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it doesn't ring a bell. So in August of 51, that's when Project Bluebird was renamed Artichoke. Which was supposed to be evaluated offensive uses for interrogation techniques, including hypnosis and drugs. And the program ceased in 1956, 3 years prior.
That's when waterboarding fails.
To the halt of Project Artichoke. Project MKUltra came into existence.
Would you consider sodium pentothal a mind control type of drug?
What do you mean, like truth serum?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, here it gets against your will. I don't really know, though. But it
changes your will.
I don't think it's mind control as much as...
manipulation of what you would normally... I mean, it's kind of mind control. You wouldn't normally...
Fuck, I don't know how you group that in there. That's kind of gnarly.
But it's pretty much right along the same
line. Yeah, but I didn't even think about that. Like, truth serum, you know what I mean? Like, as a...
Well, that's the same thing they were doing. They would use drugs for their interrogation techniques. That's exactly pretty much what we're talking about with Project Artichoke.
Drugs and alcohol.
Anything.
Yeah, so that's nuts. Project MKUltra came into existence April 13th, 53, along the lines proposed by Richard Helms, deputy of director of the CIA.
Wasn't the CIA.
It was the DDCI. I can't remember what that means, but that's what it was.
He was the DDCI.
The director.
Deputy director of Central Intelligence. Anyway, carry on.
With the rationale of establishing a special funding mechanism of extreme sensitivity. So... Okay, that's just saying MK Ultra was it means mind control, MK, but control in German is spelled with a K, so that's where
You're all over the place, pal.
Yeah, I am. So why don't you take over for me then? A host of German doctors.
I'm enjoying this for once.
Oh, are you?
It's not me. It's you.
Do some fucking research.
Yeah.
The correlation between the concentration camps, because a lot of people say that it had to do with it was like a Nazi thing. The precursors to MKUltra.
Well, that's what you had written down in our notes of it originally, was that Project Monarch was something to do with Nazi program, but it isn't. Project Monarch is a bullshit term that is used by people.
It's used by people that have got away with.
Supposedly have gotten, who were involved with it either as an ex-employee or an ex-subject.
Subjects, yeah, they've been rescued or whatever. That's how they refer to it.
Right.
So the various avenues used to control human behavior under the MKUltra program included, like you said earlier, electroshock, but they also did radiation.
I want to know how radiation would do that.
I don't know. You mean like x-rays or like microwaves?
Any sort of real radiation, yeah.
I don't know. Psychology, psychiatry, sociology, anthropology, graphology, harassment, substances.
Uh-huh.
You just sit there and yell at somebody?
Paramilitary devices? Again, I don't understand what that means.
No. LSD...
Yeah, do you think LSD would actually be used for anything like that? Because you've did LSD.
Yeah, I just did it last weekend.
So, do you think you could be in any kind of state for programmability when you're on LSD? I didn't find it to be like that.
What do you mean? Like,
I guess if you took enough of it.
Programming?
Yeah.
I think you're more open to ideas, but I don't know. I don't think I don't, it all just depends on how strong of a mind you got. I mean, I at the same time would never lose my sense of myself, even in, you know...
Well, it depends on how much you take, I guess. But what about, what is that stuff?
Of course, I know my limits, too.
The DD, what is it, the stuff made
DMT.
Out of? DMT. DMT, yeah, made out of mimosa.
No, that's totally different. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
but cool. Do you think you could be susceptible to any kind of implantation? Because you're not even around at that point, are you?
No, you're not susceptible to shit. Except your own thoughts. It's great.
Did you ever, neither of us had seen the movie The Manchurian Candidate, right?
No, I want to, though.
A guy here in the office actually has that. I texted him. He's going to bring it in Monday. We can check that out.
Cool.
But it was The Manchurian Candidate was a movie, I think, that came out in the early 60s. There was a remake in 2004 with Denzel Washington that it involved the programming of a politician to be a sleeper agent in the White House, more or less. Something like that, right? They got a guy who was possibly going to be the president, and then they programmed him these big businesses so they could control the White House.
Yeah. That's what they've seen on the trailer.
Right. Looked pretty good.
I'd like to watch it, though. Anybody seen it, let us know.
Indeed.
But so I got a partial list of other mediums used to reinforce like the base programming in MKUltra. So they would actually play, and this is crazy because a lot of this is Disney. Pinocchio, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, and I assume it would be like over and over and over and make you watch it, but I really don't know. It's how it would reinforce the
kids
base
do that
program.
All the time, though.
Yeah, right. Like really, they'll watch the same movie a lot. I don't understand.
My kids watched every episode of like Super Why or something a million times.
Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Little Mermaid.
Beauty and the Beast.
E.T.
Little Mermaid been watched a billion times.
Star Wars. I don't understand that. What programming could you get from Star Wars?
I don't know. From what I see, people who just watch it a lot turn dumb.
Fuck you. yeah, it's just very crazy. I don't understand how all those Disney movies are like fucking, you know what I mean?
I guess this page is alleging that there's probably some subliminal shit in it.
Oh, Operation Midnight Climax was really cool.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why is it cool?
Forced drugging. You know, the CIA, like, drugged these dudes with prostitutes.
So they use prostitutes to go in and drug the guys, and then they would do the experiments on them?
Yeah, watch. Hang on. Let me look this up real quick. Midnight Climax. But I wonder why I didn't do more research, and I vaguely remember that. So Midnight Climax. Oh, I should put Operation. You're probably a lot faster at this. Everett. Yeah. Everett. Operation.
All right, here. I got it. I've got the page up already, you piece of shit.
Anyway, it
was an operation established by Cindy Gottlieb. Don't know who that is. Under the direction of the Federal Narcotics Bureau in Boston, Mass. Under Officer George Hunter White. Blah, 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 blah.
It was a sub-project of MKUltra.
Yeah. Operation. Blah, 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 blah. Here, read that.
The project consisted of a web of CIA-run safe houses in San Francisco, Marin, and New York City. It was established in order to study the effects of LSD on unconsenting individuals. Prostitutes on the CIA payroll were instructed to lure clients back to the safe houses where they were surreptitiously? Yeah. Plied with a wide range of substances, including LSD, and monitored behind one-way glass. Every one of these acts was blatantly illegal, but several significant operation techniques were developed in this theater, including extensive research into sexual blackmail, surveillance technology, and the possible use of mind-altering drugs in field operations.
I don't know that it sounds so much like mind control, though.
Excuse me?
MKUltra was a lot more than mind control, it seems like.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of different subsects of MKUltra.
I think MKUltra was more, not just mind control direct, it was more like, we'll make you do what we want by any means necessary. If we can't reprogram your brain, we'll blackmail you, we'll do whatever we gotta do.
You through your mind. You know, mind-altering substances, which is what this was.
They will control you through your mind. There's a quote.
Yeah, for sure, though, man. I mean, how else is there control you? Isn't that what you said earlier?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that was a pretty weird one, Midnight Climax. Can you imagine that? Just going out, get you a regular old prostitute, and next thing you know, you're tripping your ass off. You're like, whoa, man, I didn't pay for this. You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, that's a free ride.
Let me ask you this.
You know,
propaganda.
I bet the guys weren't mad about that.
I bet they were. I would be. I only paid for
I only paid for the poontang, not the LSD.
Programming?
Yeah. Paid for the poontang, not the programming.
Yeah. What about propaganda? How much do you think that counts? See, that's
a
whole different
type. Brainwashing is what you're kind of getting at with this,
not
right?
Direct. Brainwashing, more like I was talking earlier, was like whenever they chalk the shit out of you, completely reset your mind.
I'm talking like Lost level, Jacob sitting in the room, tied to the chair, eyes taped open, watching whatever they want you to watch, brainwashing.
That's different propaganda. I'm talking about the Huns are bad, buy bearer bonds. You know, like the forcing of patriotism, as you were trying to tell me the other day.
Yeah. yeah, forced patriotism.
Go on
not
about how you
ideal.
Think propaganda is mind control. You, that same diatribe you gave me in the car the other day.
Oh, what? No, what I told you was don't let the media get you twisted up into a false sense of fucking patriotism.
But I argue that I don't have a false sense of patriotism, but maybe I've been programmed by, even since I was a kid, God bless America.
That's what we talked about. Everett was like, it was.
But
all,
I think that's
it
a
had
good
to
thing,
kneel
though.
With the kneeling
is
of
that
the
more
fucking
values?
Flag. Everett said that he'd respect.
Is that American values or American programming?
Just, I don't know. But it's something. It's definitely something that wasn't. It's that's been instilled in you since you were young, and me too.
If not that value, then what value? You know what I mean?
Are you having a life crisis
patriotism?
Right here, and you don't know what you to believe?
No, I'm asking
in?
You that question. I'm saying if you're going to blame propaganda for patriotism, then if you
I'm
don't,
not blaming propaganda well, for patriotism. I'm saying it has a fucking large hand in it, though. You're taught to.
Well, that's
to,
the point.
To, right? Exactly. That's the point. It's to. It's. You know, to make you love your
but
country.
But again, it's,
you should love
it's
your
a
country
technique,
not because you're made to.
It's a technique that targets those who, at that time, like, say, World War II, who would believe professional wrestling is real. You know what I mean? Build it up as a big guy or a bad guy versus good guy type of.
It's a technique.
Exactly of, right. Of but it's not a, like a drug-induced mind control. It's
make
a,
him someone believe something that they don't already believe.
So you think propaganda is like a just a cheap version of brainwash?
Yeah, it's like a subconscious, maybe subliminal thing, but it's just like not on the.
What
not
about
on
rehab
the,
then? You think rehab, like drug rehab, is a mind control?
Yeah, yeah, it's reprogramming you for sure. Yeah, it's reprogramming how your brain works. Totally is a mind control. Yeah, it's programming. Yeah, that is definitely programming. That's what all the classes and the little fucking groups that you it's a programming thing. I'm not saying bad or good. I'm saying that's what that is. They're reprogramming how you operate, how you think, how you know what I'm saying? That's a really good example, Everett, honestly, because I bet that's really good.
Let me flip it around here. Another type of mind control you probably didn't think about. Not on humans, but on animals like the shock collars.
Ooh,
That is programming.
That's kind of abuse.
Either which way, it's not the point. Is not injecting a human with drugs to reprogram them abuse? I'm just saying it is a mind control. We're not talking about the ethics of it yet.
I don't know if that'd be mind control
it's
as behavioral like
modification.
Yeah.
Based on what stimuli? Repetitive stimuli after your behavior needs to be changed, they give you a stimulus.
Yeah, so would that be like, so that's saying if you get your ass whipped as a kid, that's mind control?
Well, yeah, it's sort of. I mean, if it's a behavior
if a dog
modification through
by
an external
a collar
stimuli.
Is mind control, then that's the same thing as a kid getting his ass whipped.
And
you're
trying
doing
to,
something that you shouldn't have been doing.
Right, well, you're trying to change a behavior. So you use an action to change a behavior. That's kind of a mind control.
Could be more fear, though, than that.
Well, fear is a mind control thing. Well, fear is one of the most powerful motivators ever.
Yeah. Fear gets shit done.
So if they, I wonder if they use that at all. I guess that's the blackmail. That's kind of the fear of, like the sexual blackmail they were talking about, the fear of getting caught cheating or being caught just using prostitutes in general in that day and age.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And they could, you know, I wouldn't put it past the tricky ass government to like set you up with a hotel room or something like that and then just automatically send somebody up there and she drugs you and now they've got pictures of you. You didn't even ask for this. They did this. And set you up that to blackmail you, you know? You didn't hire a prostitute. This prostitute came to you and told you you'd get a freebie or something, you know?
Well, she might not even have been told you was getting a freebie. She could have just came on to you and you were like, oh, this chick likes me?
Yeah, you didn't know you
maybe
were...
she was paid by the government. That makes her a prostitute, but you didn't have to pay.
Yeah. Somebody paid. You didn't foot the bill. You just thought your chick liked you, I guess.
Huh? That's my point.
Gnarly, man, gnarly.
Where else are we going with mind control today?
Well, we just wanted to add that no subjects gave their consent in this MKUltra program. This
well,
was all
some did. There was
unwilling.
A lot that didn't.
You know what I mean?
Well, there was that experiment we saw where they were. They
that
were,
was the army.
Yeah, they were testing that nerve control or nerve agent.
Sarin gas. It was in a liquid. It wasn't the gas.
Yeah. So what they did is they put out a request for volunteers throughout the army, saying they were looking for the cure to the common cold. A bunch of people volunteered. They took six of them, put them in a gas chamber room. You can find the interview with the guy who was involved with this on YouTube. Just look up sarin testing. And what they did is they put a gas mask on them. For what reason, I really don't know. I guess so they didn't breathe it in. I guess it's just so they didn't breathe it in. It was only absorbed through their skin. Anyway, they put these. They taped these paper layers on each of their forearms and dropped 20 drops of this stuff so it would dissolve through the paper into their skin. And the effects of it were anything, what were they saying? They were having like convulsions, difficulty to breathe, sweating their ass off. But long story short, the purpose of the experiment was not mind control. At that point, it was to find out the lethality of that mind control or that substance.
Yeah, because it was to find the lethal dose. Yeah, that's what the whole test was about.
Yeah, that's just one of the examples of they didn't tell people what they were really getting into for these tests. Pretty shitty.
Yeah, the Jedi mind trick is a pretty popular form of mind control. I like that, though.
Do you? What else we got today? Man, we didn't have a long list on this.
Think about, like, the political advantages of mind control. If you could control, you know, like, if you're a president, you could control the members of Congress.
I mean, about this. CIA, for one, doesn't have that much oversight as it is, not as much as we think they should. If one, if they get away from
you. What do you mean we think they should? I think they should have less oversight, or they should have more oversight.
That's what I'm saying. They have less than we think they should.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, officially, like you said, that MKUltra was dissolved when? 73?
Officially 73.
But we know for a fact that only in 73, who was the director right there at that time? I know I had this.
Richard Helms was
right.
His name.
He shreds all the evidence of everything ever MKUltra related so that we can never look into the record, see who was done, who had what done to them. We'll never know. And then we know for a fact that MKUltra did not end there. It just kept going even, you know, more behind the scenes than it ever was.
Yeah.
But my point is this. For a government agency like the CIA, who doesn't have enough oversight, to have the ability then to have mind control, the ability to mind control people from politicians to politicians to even heads of enterprise. It's not good.
Like CEOs of companies and shit, get them to do what you want.
And if one thing we know about the CIA is they're always looking for ways to basically print their own money so they can run their own ops or whatever they want. They have their own agendas, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I sound crazy here, but after everything I've read, it does seem like there's plenty of people inside the CIA who their agenda is not necessarily the agenda of the
Everett's
country.
Waking up.
No, shut up. I'm going back to sleep. That's it.
But so what do you think are the more plausible types of mind control?
As what do far I think as like, is the best bet to work?
Is the best bet to work, yeah.
Chemicals like, by far. And
chemicals
where they would put your brain in more of a, you know, a susceptible state, like I guess something like LSD, not LSD, and then feeding them either via visual or audio stimuli, hell, probably both at the same time, maybe even smell. I don't know.
I think psychological is better. Like the way you talk, you can manipulate people into doing things that you want. Like if you're like a con man.
Oh, yeah.
A con man is the most interesting form of mind control.
Make somebody do something that they think it's their own idea.
Exactly. Like you got to be efficient at what you do. Like I feel like if you were a con man and you could psychologically, you know, it's just you're a smooth talker. It's the way you word things that makes people like, oh, yeah, you know. I feel like that is the most realistic form of mind control that we have. Not that others wouldn't work. I'm thinking that maybe that'd be the most effective. And that all have to be, that all have to depend
on the
person.
So any lawyer basically has mind control.
Well, no, not a lawyer.
A good lawyer.
I
can argue you into something right now that you didn't previously believe 2 minutes ago, that's the same thing.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? I think I did that a few times on this show to you. I've mind controlled your ass.
I don't believe it. But you know what I mean?
It only works on the weak-minded.
I think that would be like a very plausible form of mind control. I don't find hypnosis plausible as something that, you know, is...
Have you ever seen people be hypnotized in real life?
Yeah, man. Not in real life in front of me. On videos, it just looks like bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, when they go limp, it's like, okay, look, if you're limp, why didn't you fall the fuck out of your chair? Because your muscles don't work, your back's holding you up. I know you're laying down like this, but it's still taking muscles to hold you in place. If you lost your muscles and you've passed out and fell out, think about if you were drunk, passed out, you'd fall right out of the chair. Why don't these people fall out of their chairs? Or if they do it standing up, why the fuck don't they fall down?
Maybe their subconscious knows, keep yourself upright. It's not that they're falling asleep, even though, and I just learned this today, and I would have known this before probably if I had thought about it. Hypnosis is the Greek word for sleep, and that's where hypnosis comes from, because it appears that you fall asleep when you go into hypnosis.
Right.
But you don't actually go to sleep. You just go into a different state of mind.
It's like a trance, but
it's like meditation.
So have you ever meditated? Effectively, do you know what I mean?
I don't do that.
Neither do I. I don't have any frame of mind. Every time I calm myself down
for a minute, center myself for a second, but...
10 deep breaths, is that meditation? Because I can do that when I'm pissed off, and that helps.
I guess that's a form of meditation.
That helps. Like, I never believed it before, but I got really mad one time, and I was like, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to try this. And it fucking helps. Like, 10 of them,
it just keeps your mind off, you know, the fire of your rage is probably what... Mm-hmm. I'm sure with you, because you're a rage-filled individual.
No.
You were trying to calm yourself down, weren't you?
Yeah.
Who were you going to kill?
Nobody, but someone. But it helped.
Nobody. Somebody. But they didn't die is the point, right?
Right. Yeah, no, they live.
My rage was contained.
Yeah, just by breathing techniques. But can you think of a better way to control people's mind or a more plausible way?
Dude, I don't know. I've never got into it. I don't really, like I said before, I find that to be cheating. So I never really put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, but how is that any different than like making a presentation to sell something to somebody? You know,
again,
what I mean?
There's a point where you confuse mind control with just telling you, you know, with giving somebody what's the word I'm looking for here?
Trying to control their decision.
Just convincing someone. You know what I mean?
Convincing someone.
I'm telling you my side of the argument. You know, giving you my side of the story. You know.
Okay, but in the case of if you're
your point
selling
of view,
something
it's trying
to
sell
someone,
your point of view.
If you're selling
that's different
something
than
to
mind
someone
control.
Like a car or something.
Yeah. I don't find that to be mind control.
No. Yeah, okay. No, that's what we're fleshing this out, man. That's what we're talking about.
Getting somebody to give you their rent money might be mind control. Conning somebody might be the most simple version of mind control, but I don't think saying come on down to Dave's used car lot, pick up a car you don't need is really mind control.
Well, they don't say you don't need it.
No, but it's saying, I've got these good deals, you know, I can't afford not to take this deal. I don't think
exactly.
That's mind control.
If you're thinking in your head, I can't afford not to take this deal.
Well, again,
whereas
that really
before,
only works on the weak of mind, in my opinion, but.
Well, I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, that's what those phrases are made for. You can't afford not to take this deal.
Right.
You better be sitting down.
Yeah, you're not going to believe your ears. Yes. Probably right.
No shit, right? It's okay. So what are some of the forms of mind control that are just fucking outrageous? Like Professor X, like, you know, that dude can literally get in their mind.
So let's put it like this. We talked about
plausible. I'm going to kind of talk about some unplausible.
Well, let's think about what the brain is. It's a computer, right? As far as we know, it's a biochemical computer.
For sure.
And if there's any kind of systemic action to it where A equals B, 1 and B equals 2, if there's any kind of way you can quantify it, it has to be reprogrammable. We just don't have the way to do it. Whether it's, like we've talked about before, with electromagnetic fields where you can push the neurons to a certain direction, realign them. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's something else.
What was the question? I think that we're going to get closer to ESP work on mind control. You know what I mean? Just trying to figure out.
But like I said in that other episode, if we could figure out how to receive it, then all we got to do is figure out how to send it. What the mechanism is for how the thought is formed, then yeah, it's got to be possible.
But that'll never come out because it'll always be like, you just program these people how to receive, and we're the only
ones
that can know how to send it.
We're on the same wavelength.
Oh yeah,
I mean that right there is basically the thought of the fields, like the electromagnetic fields of your brain. Like, so your electrons and neurons are all aligned a certain pattern. There's a field created.
Right.
That now you're on the same wave. Like, this field has aligned with your field, and they're kind of thinking the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
you
know
guys
that
are
I
on
believe
the same
it.
Wavelength.
But
wavelength,
how many times have, like, with, I'm sure with your wife, I did with my wife 100 times,
I know.
You come up with the same exact thought at the same exact time.
And then say it at the same exact time. Holy
have we been
shit.
Mind controlled or programmed at that point?
No, you've just been around each other so much.
Is that a programming, though?
I mean, I guess in a way, because it's, you know, repetitive over time. You know the way that they, maybe you
that's
learn
the behavioral
to think the same way as they do. You know what I mean? And that way your brain comes up with the same suggestions.
So let's take it down
somebody.
Deeper. Free will. Because at the end of the day, that's what you're talking about, is how much of your decisions do you make are a direct result of what you want rather than what somebody else has programmed
into you. Yeah, exactly. And that's like we were talking about.
From wanting
about
Nike shoes to a roof over your head. And now a roof over your head you can say is instinct because that's survival.
Right.
But you don't need that swoosh on the side of your shoe only because the guy next door to you does or it's on TV.
But at the same time, you don't need a $250,000 house either just because the guy down the street does or the guy on TV does or to keep up with whoever or whatever. I'm saying you do need a roof over your head, but a $60,000 house
will
work.
Like, do I want that because I want it or do I want it because somebody else wants it? Do I have free will at that point?
The materialistic way of society today has programmed damn near everybody to want the best for themselves. No one's truly selfless anymore, you know what I mean, as far as that goes. So yeah, no, the programming runs deep in everybody, myself included, you, everyone.
Mark on the chat here says, we tend to be programmed in similar beliefs of our family depending on the person. That's exactly right. That's your culture, your society.
Yeah,
your society has certain beliefs. We believe that murder is bad, for instance.
That's true. But in other cultures and societies, they inherently believe that murder is okay, providing the circumstances, you know?
Going like the religious aspect, right? Like, Islam's okay to chop people's heads off because it's, you know, for Islam.
I didn't go there. You did.
Well, I know what you're thinking.
Well, whatever.
Playing the victim over there.
I got no dog in that fight.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. It seems to be the case that in that religion, if you're doing it in the name of their God.
That's cool. Do you, man?
Fuck you, dude. I don't care. I'm sure I'll get another email. I'm sure I'll get another 10 fucking emails for all the shit I say. It just seems right to me. I don't care.
Moms have reported knowing when their son or daughter had died during the wartime without even being told, said that they just had this feeling.
So that's another Star Wars reference. It's like a million voices cried out at once and then was silenced. So it's whenever you sense that your husband's familial been in an force? Accident or something like that.
Familial force?
Or the connection of twins.
Yes.
Dun,
dun, dun. But that's not really mind control, but no, it's but a they, nice connection.
In the same, like in Hitler and the Nazis, like
their twinning experiment.
The twinning experience, exactly. Whenever they'd see if you could.
Himmler.
Well, yeah, they'd see if there was any kind of inherent connection between twins at a distance. And they also tried to create that soul bonding, as they would call it, between two individuals that were not related.
No.
So that's pretty nuts. That's like spooky action at a distance in quantum physics. Entanglement. You familiar with entanglement?
Yes. Quantum entanglement.
Yeah.
Same can't difference. Explain it, right?
Yep. It's psychological quantum entanglement.
I can't explain it.
Oh God.
I don't know. But yeah, so 1 out of 10, man, how plausible you think mind control is to be like, you know, on the everyday, weaponized.
Okay, so do I think there is a way to completely 100%
Manchurian somebody, Winter Soldier them.
No, that's not my question. To mind control any person ever, is there a foolproof technique that exists? Gotta be. Are we scientifically there yet? No. I think whenever we figure out, though, how the brain works, and if it's field-based at all, and you can at a distance use any kind of manipulation like that, and you get good enough to a point where it's like knowing a language. Like
you're
a
at a higher
language.
Consciousness level. All you gotta do is break that calcium off of your, the fluoride off
don't
your...
Don't go to the pineal shit.
The pineal gland, man. How do you know that's not it?
How do I know? I don't know. But it seems
they
like
they say that's the pathway to.
Who says that?
They.
Them?
Yeah, they talk a lot.
Dude, what have they ever did for me? They've given me all kinds of crackpot theories. You saw in that same page we referenced on the, what was it? What was that website? The Bibliotheca of Pleiades. There's talk about reprogramming you and using religious shit like and picking which demon gets put into your body for the reprogramming. So whenever you do your research about this stuff, be careful what you read.
Definitely.
Because I really doubt that any good mind control comes from demons.
No. Unless you're into that type of shit, because you just said earlier you got to believe it. You know, I mean, maybe you do.
Maybe if you believe it's the same thing with tongues, people speaking in tongues in religions. I personally don't believe they're actually being inhabited by a Holy Ghost. But is it Pentecostals who do that, I think?
Yes.
They talk in the tongues?
Yes.
Maybe they think they're possessed. I'd like to. That's a whole different type of psychology. I wonder how that works.
Wouldn't that be a tongues? The Taliban.
That's ululating.
What's it called?
It's like a battle cry. Ululating, I believe.
Ovulating?
No. So, anything else on this mind control?
There's a lot more on it, but there's not much more that I would like to discuss.
If you want to get into some good research on it, there's 1,000 videos on YouTube about MK Ultra. The experiments they did are. As to use Winston Zeddemore's language, they will turn you white.
I saw some shit that turned me white.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. Don't check out Project Monarch. If you do, don't go into it for more than 5 minutes. Everything on that is pretty much
Project
bullshit.
Project Monarch's kind of BS.
Operation Midnight Climax, I'm going to definitely do some personal research into.
Midnight Climax is cool.
I'd like to know more about prostitutes giving you free drugs. Yep. I don't think it's a great mind control effort, but it does sound like a fun Saturday.
It was a subsect of MK Ultra, though, so, I mean, it happened. You know what I mean?
Hypnosis, if at all possible, I think is a real good candidate. Getting into the subconscious mind, we don't understand enough about the subconscious mind, in my opinion, to say that's not a good way to control somebody.
I'm telling you.
Do you think it's possible to give somebody a suggestion on a command to where if I said spaghetti, you would bark? Every time I say the word spaghetti, you bark. You think that kind of suggestion is possible?
Oh, fuck, man. I don't think so.
So I don't that's the simple version of it. The way the MK Ultra work, they have sleeper agents to be like, as soon as you hear tinfoil hat, I'm going to go kill somebody.
Yeah, no.
Did you ever see Naked Gun?
33 and a third?
No, the first one.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Dave Winfield of the Angels at the time. He was going to kill the queen. He was like, must kill the queen.
And the chick was a sleeper agent, too. Remember with the blue dress on? She ended up being programmed as well.
Oh, yeah, she did. That was his old lady. And he had to love her back to normal.
Uh-huh.
Got to love Leslie Nielsen. God rest his soul. I don't know. That's all I got for today, though. Unless you got some other interesting questions. Let's look at the chat here.
Wait, well, I wanted to talk about, like, Manchurian Candidate. How plausible do you think that is? Like, that they can program you to the fact, like you just said, like, completely to be no. See, but in like Winter Soldier, it was one further because like they say that phrase and then he was ready to comply.
So those guys are like, in my opinion, meat computers, right? Those guys were meat computers.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So they were a body that they just reprogrammed in the brain completely. They might as well have just created Iron Man suits, like you know what's his name did in Iron Man 2, the fake Iron Man.
Yeah,
because that's all you got at that point is a computerized. Assassin. And why would you even bother with starting with a human anyway, as weak as we are? If you got that kind of technology. I don't know.
Yeah, you reprogram a lion.
I guess at that point they didn't have...
Imagine how ferocious a fucking lion would be as an assassin. Can you have a lion?
Well, isn't that reprogramming again? Think about taming of an animal that's normally ferocious. If you can use a whip and a chair to enough times to change their behavior to the point where they will sit or they will roar on command...
Oh, shit, there's a bear.
Same thing with programming your dog or any kind of domestication. But is domestication mind control? Because that's done enough times, eventually that becomes ingrained in their DNA,
that
they're more docile. But I guess that's more of a breeding thing where you breed in the docility.
Yeah, because that's more in your DNA. It's not really mind control. Yeah, no, not at all. It's selective breeding. Okay. Something that they were doing.
But heading towards the mind that you want to create.
Yes.
The animal with the mind that you want to create. I don't know. Interesting shit, though. Behavior modification should have been the title of this rather than mind control.
Yeah.
Because that's what mind control is, more or less. Changing your behavior from what you would normally do under your own free will.
Right. Like I'm telling you, man, I think that the con men thing is a very, very plausible way to go about it.
Fair enough. Oh, I wanted to add one more thing to that email that guy sent earlier.
Oh.
At least I'm not the guy searching the internet for pedophile podcasts.
Yeah.
That kind of bothered me.
Yeah, and...
You do one thing on pedophilia.
I don't think he gets what we're trying to do here.
How much shit am I going to take over that?
A lot. I hope it continues.
It's a gold mine. Anyway. That's it. We won't catch you guys next week. Maybe we will. Eric's going to do the video about how to make this tinfoil hat.
Yeah, that'll be next week, though.
We are this close to having our outlet for selling our Surreal Talk merch.
Yes. Merch is on the horizon. I would say by the new year, we'll be able to have merch.
Probably. Depends on how lazy I get.
Fair enough. But we're going to have Surreal Talk.
The facilities
shirts
have been created to create the merch at an alarming level.
And the material and production machines and everything.
We just have to get the online outlet finished.
Yes.
That's it. So, all right. Well, we'll catch you all next week. Thanks for watching the show. This has been Surreal Talk.
Totes my goats.
Wake up.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.